Baptists have left a trail of blood across the pages of history, and that blood was their own. Baptists have paid dearly for their refusal to compromise on the firm commitment to the divine right of every person to believe and speak according to the dictates of their own conscience. Long before the Reformation, Baptists refused to accept the Pope as the head of the church, rejected infant baptisms, and refused to use images or to worship Mary. For this, millions were martyred during the Dark Ages, and later, during the early colonial period in America, Baptists were cast in prison and harassed by the Protestant churches. Indeed, America owes a great debt to the Baptists for our traditions of religious liberty and free speech in this country. We identify with the heroic heritage of steadfast faithfulness to the Word of God, and that is why the word Baptist is in our name. Visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church on West Bedaravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the Lighthouse. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, we have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheidbach's mind. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur and spokesperson for God. It is time for the Brain Massage Show. Well, then, Schwarzenegger. Sometimes I amuse myself. He rigged it all right. But Schwarzenegger has moved California another step toward open judgment from God. Remember, he is the one that burned down Sodom and Gomorrah. God is. With fire and brimstone. And if we keep pushing it, he is going to make an example out of our own Californication. Well, we've prayed and we've asked the Lord to note that 70% of the people in this fair state did not want this. God, don't forget that, please. I guess it will depend now on what that 70% will do in follow-up. In my last show, I mentioned that in some ways the wicked are their own worst enemy. They typically overplay their hand, make a premature move, and become rash at some point. Bible thump alert. Bible thump alert! The good book puts it this way, quote, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness," end quote. So they think they're being clever, but they're walking into a trap. We must, however, take advantage of these moments when they come. I say never waste a liberal blunder. And here's what we have to do. Harvey Milk has got to be the best poster boy for the homosexual agenda that we could ever have hoped for. Remember, and I don't want to make this a repeat of yesterday's show, because man, oh man, I've got some goodies for you today. But it does tie together. So remember, the three truths about what the homosexual activists have done that compromise their cause are these. Truth number one, 70% of Californians did not want this. Truth number two, Harvey Milk is a bad egg that needs to be ejected from the chocolate factory and turned over to the Oompa Loompas for processing. A sexual predator who should have been put in jail for seducing a 16-year-old kid to become his personal catamite in their little marriage. An advocate for pansexuality, saying that homos ought not to think they have to follow the heterosexual model of monogamy. He objected to that, you see, but rather should promote their own version of committed relationships. He said, quote, "There's no reason why you can't love more than one person at a time," end quote. And that's homosexuality, my friends. He endorsed Jim Jones, and we have two words to say to that. Jonestown, Guyana. Or one word, Kool-Aid. We need to write a series of books or pamphlets graded for younger kids through high school and adults that expose the truth about Harvey Milk. Really. They have made our work easy for us because one of their own, A. Schultz, wrote a book titled The Mayor of Castro Street, and in it he documents all we need to know to show that indeed Harvey Milk is a perfect example of what homosexuality is all about. But that was my last show. Take a look at what Obama is up to in pushing the homosexual agenda. Oh, man, you're going to love this show. Hey, mark this one for encore because really it's going to be a really great show. No, a really big shoe is what he... Anyway... You have heard the latest coming from the PA, President alleged. Where's your birth certificate, fella? He has come out strong in support of the homosexual activist movement in his no longer Christian America. Do you remember a while back the rumors that circled like vultures over the Obama campaign, that he was a closet queer, gay? His own less than masculine mannerisms, his wife's buff, man-like arms. This guy, who was a Sinclair, who claimed to have had homosexual relations with Obambi, the guy failed a lie detector test, and his claims were dismissed. And, you know, this is interesting to me, how you liberals do things. There was less, not more. There was less evidence for McCain's alleged affair that got so much press than there was for Obama's homo tryst. But the liberal rags all ran with the affair, rumor, scandal, and ignored the Obama homo scandal. But that is simply how you guys do business. We understand that. You are of your father, the devil. He was a liar from the beginning and the father of it. So anyway, conservatives did not go for the rumor. But lately, Obama has been, well, it looks to me like the man is setting us up for an announcement. He has been meeting behind closed doors with certain gay activists and making appearances and making public statements in support of gay rights issues that are a stark contrast to how he postured himself during the campaign. But, of course, we know the POTUS is a LOTUS. The President of the United States is the liar in chief of the United States. So we're not surprised. But in a speech given lately to the Human Rights Campaign, which, by the way, is a homosexual activist lobby group, he made some comments that were clearly coming from his heart. Some very warm comments indeed. So warm, it surprised even the Human Rights Campaign president, Joe Salmonese. According to one reporter, even Salmonese was taken aback. The word he used was stunned at the breadth of Obama's statements. Salmonese called it something remarkable. What stunned Salmonese, president of the largest sodomite activist group in America? Well, listen to this. From the lips of your president, ladies and gentlemen, quote, "My expectation is that when you look back on these years, you will see a time in which we put a stop to discrimination against gays and lesbians, whether in the office or on the battlefield," end quote. Pretty significant. Well, I guess it goes to the question of what you call discrimination, though, right? I mean, none of us like discrimination. That is not, however, what got the attention of Salmonese particularly. That is not what shocked the homosexual community. What did? Well, Obama went on to say right after this, quote, "You will see a time in which we as a nation finally recognize relationships between two men or two women as just as real and admirable as relationships between a man and a woman," end quote. Oh, yeah. That's what got him. Did you hear this? Your prez. Hey, Obama-loving liberal, I just have a question for you. He believes that sexual relationships between men and men and women are as legitimate and as real as relations between men and women. Okay? Well, that settles it for me anyway. You see, what I've been saying for a while now is that these characters are not merely advocating tolerance for these perverted people, but they are actually at war against our beliefs and values. They are at war against our traditional American values, my friends. It is no longer the case that we have differing views about how to reach mutually agreed to objectives. It is now the case that the progressive liberal left has committed themselves to goals and objectives that are exactly opposite to the goals and objectives of most Americans today. And Bible thump alert! Bible thump alert! The good book says in Amos, how can two walk together if they're not agreed? Example, 70% did not want Harvey Milk Day. The politicians forced it down our throats against our will. The people do not want socialized health care. Well, the politicians, like aristocrats, like dictators, like tyrants, like an oligarchy, ignore the will of the people and rule us like we're their slaves. They have become the enemies of the Constitution, the enemies of the people's rights, and they are taking governance out of our hands. Obama is no longer a crawfishing politician tolerating the agenda of the homosexual activists. He is now one of them. He is an activist for the homosexual agenda. Oh, yeah. He has declared himself openly in this speech to be the number one champion of promoting homosexuality in our culture. I was asked a while back by a dear friend who was visiting the White House whether if he should by chance encounter Mr. Obama, did I think he should graciously shake his hand or should he refuse to extend that courtesy to the president? I did not hesitate to say, go ahead and shake the man's hand and offer him a gospel tract. You know what? This changes my mind about that. This man has purposely declared himself to be not merely tolerant of these sexually aberrant people who are just in a tragic lifestyle, people who want to advance a lifestyle that is destructive to both body and soul, a movement that perverts and defiles everything it touches. I mean, it perverts the meaning and defiles the sacredness of holy wedlock. It perverts and defiles sexuality from its divine design and intended purpose and function, to reproduce and to create bond between man and woman, to form family. Family, the foundation of society, is being compromised by these people. It perverts and defiles the whole concept of liberty, for heaven's sake, and civil rights. I mean, claiming liberty for a disease-ridden lifestyle, creating a basis for forcing us to accept it against our conscience and against our cherished deepest religious and personal beliefs. It defiles and perverts the political process, requiring politicians and the newspaper reporters and news reporters on TV and so on to purposely hide the truth about their perverse lifestyle in order to avoid compromising public support for their agenda. I'm telling you, these people are perverting and defiling everything. And our president has become the spokesman in chief for the homosexual movement. And I'm asking you liberals to tell me whether that is what you voted for. When I see your bumper stickers, Obama, Biden, am I looking at an individual who is likewise committed to the homosexualization of our culture? I don't think so, if 70% of Californians object to it. All right, so Obama is no longer merely tolerating these people and calling for us to tolerate them. He is advocating for the day that all Americans will consider man-to-man and woman-to-woman sexual relationships on a par with man-to-woman relationships. Really? And why? What is this all about? What is he trying to do to America? What is the change he's advocating? Where will we be if we follow this Pied Piper of sexual perversity down this path he is blazing for our country? I've got to take a break. I'll get right back to you on this. Call 1-888-770-8000. That number again is 1-888-770-8000 during the break. And give me a lights on or a lights off. I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If after 5 minutes or less of Pastor Scheidbach's brain massage, sounds like these begin involuntarily emanating from your throat, you are a lights off listener suffering liberal colic syndrome. On the other hand, if this sound rises in your heart at the sound of Pastor Scheidbach's voice, you are a lights on listener reveling in the light of truth, justice, and the American way. To say the brain massage show is thought-provoking is like saying the hydrogen bomb makes a lot of noise. Both true and both way understated. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to get a massage.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach with your one-minute brain massage. Some think Jesus is a profit-hating socialist like Obama. Well, once he spoke of a landowner who went to hire laborers to work in his field. In the morning, he hired workers who agreed to work for the prevailing wage for a day's labor. At noon and then later in the afternoon, he hired others with a promise he would pay them what was right. At the end of the day, the landowner paid all of the workers a full day's pay. Now, those who labored all day complained that those who labored only part of the day should receive the same pay as they did. And the landowner said, quote, "Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own?" End quote. Take that, you commie pico Christianette.
Gotta have more? We understand. Tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. for two complete brand new brain massage shows.
Attention parents, at Lighthouse Baptist Church, we teach the children not to interrupt mom and dad. So instead of, "We'll get you some asparagus, partner," we're more likely to lovingly reprove the little cowboy with, "Don't interrupt mom and dad, partner." And while we sure don't need supermarket spies poking their noses into our family conversations, we all can use some help along the way. For real answers to family challenges, come to the Lighthouse Baptist Church, guiding families to the safe harbor of God's blessing. Look for the Lighthouse on Betteravia Road. For more information, call 347-9887.
You've heard of the Salem witch trials. 30 accused of witchcraft were hung. None were burned. The Puritans involved in this were following silly superstitions and the advice of a pagan named Tituba, who used witch cake to identify the witches. A visiting Christian pastor preached a sermon that turned the Puritans away from these pagan superstitions and stopped this travesty. Just thought you'd like to know the facts. Courtesy of Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Betteravia Road in Santa Maria. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Warning. The Brain Massage Show stimulates genuine thought. Persons unaccustomed to this experience are often overwhelmed. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to be massaged.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, and it's time to complete your brain massage for today. Why? What is this man all about? What is he trying to do to America? What is the change he's advocating? Where will we be if we follow this Pied Piper of sexual perversity down the path he's blazing for our country? Obama gave a speech at the largest homosexual activist lobby group in America recently, in which he practically came out of the closet. I mean, throughout the speech, he made statements in which he identified personally with the homosexual movement. Over and over, he used we in place of where you'd expect to read you. In places where it was clear the PA, president alleged, where's your birth certificate, sir, was saying that the president of the United States is a member of the homosexual activist group. His identification with the group went past support, went past tolerance, went past sympathy. The PA went all the way to saying, virtually, I'm one of you. Some gays hearing the speech sniggered together that Obama has opened the door of the closet, but he hadn't quite come out yet. They're on a buzz about having the first gay president. Someone said that if Clinton was the first black president, certainly this speech qualifies Obama as the first gay one. Maybe there is more to those old rumors about Obama being a closet gay than we thought. I dismissed them. I mean, really, when those rumors were flying like buzzards over his head during the campaign, dropping some stuff on them that stank, I ignored them entirely. I did not even give them a second look. Having, however, now read the transcript of this speech that he gave to the homos in Washington, D.C. recently, well, I'm wondering if he's not preparing us for a special announcement. Anyway, one thing I've prayed about very earnestly is that God will expose this fellow for what he truly is. You know, but I'm noticing that no matter how much God reveals to you liberals about this character, you go on supporting him blindly. Bill Ayers and Dorn, and I mean, we can't forget the list. That will be your ruin, by the way. You're following this guy straight into hell. You think I'm kidding? Have you not read Psalm 9:17? By the way, I learned recently that liberals love using the Bible to support them and to criticize us. So, you know, back off and calm down and just listen. You want to use the Bible? Here's some Bible for you. Psalm 9:17, quote, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God," end quote. By Obama's own admission, this used to be a Christian nation. But as he has proudly heralded all over the world, we are not any longer a Christian nation. And to the UN and to the Muslims in Cairo and elsewhere, he has declared his private opinion that America does not view itself as a Christian nation. Of course, he didn't ask us. But anyway, by his own admission, America has forgotten God. She has forgotten her heritage. You know, you liberals have forgotten your heritage. One of those who responded to my article published a while back said that the founders established the principle of freedom from a religion. He emphasized the word from. That's foolishness. I corrected him and directed him to the Constitution itself, to actual statements of the founders regarding the role of religion in governance. He wrote back, blasting me for rewriting history. Oh, brother. Oh, yeah, America, you have certainly forgotten God. And you did once know him. Well, according to God, that means America is on its way to hell. That's what the Bible says. You liberals love to quote the Bible. And you like to use Jesus as a mascot for your socialistic gospel. I'll be addressing that, by the way, in a series of messages on Wednesday nights that begin at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. And I challenge, right now, I openly challenge any liberal who wants to meet me at church in my pulpit. You'll be graciously hosted, well-received, friendly, and kind. I guarantee you'll be treated kindly, and we'll listen to what you have to say, but you have to listen to what I have to say, and we'll debate one another, okay? You come on, bring your Bible. Let's have a talk. On any platform you want, by the way, my church, on radio, in public, wherever. Let's talk honestly about what the Bible actually says about these things. You've been distorting it to your own purpose for so long. Well, come on. Debate me, Mr. Murr. You know, a worthy debate would be with one of my detractors whom I can't name because he didn't go public with his questions and comments concerning my article. But I thought it was well-reasoned, at least, and has some academic credibility to it anyway. And I'd love to debate that dear man. He could represent you liberals much better than that silly, supercilious Murr, who knows as much about the Bible as I know about plastic surgery. But anyway. So you liberal Christianettes, you want to use the Bible, so I should say abuse the Bible, to your own purpose. Get a load of this. The PA is leading this nation to hell. You want proof? Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And it is Obama's intention to lead this nation out from under God. He's declared that as his purpose. That's his job description, man. It is no doubt the assignment he received from those who ordained him to office. You socialists, who imagine that socialism is compatible with Christianity, who think, in fact, that socialism is a natural development of Christianity. Oh, my soul. Why are you so blind? Have you not noticed that every socialist country despises biblical Christianity? Harvey Milk said religion has killed more people than anything else. And, of course, he's a liar. Certainly, men have used religion to cloak their wickedness. Jesus was killed in the name of religion. However, if you want to tally up the score, godless communism and socialism has murdered more people. Well, anyway, Obama, the Pied Piper of liberalism, playing his little flute and dancing along the street that leads this nation straight to hell, with all the little rats following him, scampering about behind him, you'd better wake up, my friends. Have you never read Romans 1:18-32? It starts with this stunning declaration, quote, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness," end quote. And then it goes on to explain that this all begins with men knowing God, but refusing to glorify him as God and refusing to be thankful to him. And then they become vain in their imaginations, and this leads to a darkened heart. So their conscience begins to malfunction, if you will. Next, they become prideful about their knowledge and professing themselves to be wise, well, they become fools. And at this point, they begin to corrupt the idea of God in their mind and heart and in culture. They begin to see him as a force, you know, a higher power, a principle, stuff like that, rather than as a person. And then what they wind up doing is making themselves, putting themselves in the place of God. And when this happens, God begins to let them go. He starts by turning them over to the power of their lusts. They begin to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And then next, men begin to worship men. They begin to ascribe divine attributes to men. They begin to come under the spell of man worship. And when that happens, God gives them over to homosexuality. Isn't that interesting? Read it. It's in the book. Quote, "For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet." This obviously describes homosexuality. And what is the recompense of their error that is meet? Well, it includes AIDS. Yeah, go ahead and howl, scream, froth of the mouth, go have a fit. The fact is, it includes AIDS. But not only AIDS, all sorts of filthy diseases that are specific to the homosexual lifestyle. And as we follow this passage, once a culture comes to the place that it embraces homosexuality, well, then the door is thrown open to every imaginable vile behavior. And that is what God says about it. Now, think about that. The Obama presidency began with a clear statement that he intended to move this nation out from under God and to lead this nation into direct and open rebellion against him. Now, I'll give more details on this in my next show, but some of you might remember the brouhaha stirred by Obama's Greek Colosseum motif that he used for his stage in which he delivered his acceptance speech for his party's nomination. Now, I'm still doing some research on this. I'm going to support every I that I dot and every T that I cross. That's the way I do things. But I'm far enough along in order to be able to say confidently that, as a matter of fact, there is no question, Obama's stage was a replica of the Pergamon altar that Hitler had built in honor of Satan's seat. Oh, yeah. You want some Bible, liberal friend? Okay, get a load of this. According to Revelation 2:13, Pergamus is where Satan had a seat. Oh, yeah. It is generally believed this referred to the famous statue of Zeus located there. Now, Hitler had this altar excavated and taken to Berlin, where he built a temple to this altar, patterned after what was known about the architecture of that ancient temple to Zeus, who is supposedly the king of the gods. Well, he had a pulpit built, and he put this pulpit in that temple from which the Führer spoke to the German people. Now, I've got pictures of Obama's temple stage set up in or at Adesco Field and pictures of the Berlin Pergamon altar, and they are virtually identical. Even the pulpit looks very, very similar. Did you know that before Obama commissioned the building of this replica of the Pergamon altar, the one that God called the throne of Satan, did you know that it was right after he returned from Germany, where he shocked Christian Germans and non-Christian Germans, but who have anti-Nazi sentiments, when he chose to give his speech in Germany, standing in the very place Hitler had built as the place where he intended to be crowned king of the world after World War II to initiate the so-called millennium, the thousand years of peace. There Obama stood, by the way, in front of a Nazi flag and gave his speech from that place to the German people. Here's a man who would have had fits if he were asked to speak in front of a rebel flag. Whether Obama visited the altar of Zeus is kept secret. They won't say. I'm still checking into that. But anyway, I've got to move toward a close here. Upon his return from Germany back to the States, he commissioned the building of his stage on which he would announce the acceptance of his party's nomination to run for presidency. He wanted it built as a replica of the Pergamon altar. Now, they've denied this. I understand that. But when even some Dems caught the striking resemblance and began to, you know, say some things, well, they retracted and tried to deny it and so on. But, friend, you just go ahead and look at the pictures yourself. It is obvious. And listen, if in fact this was an accident, whoa, that's even more surreal and, well, spooky. All right, I'm going to have to address this more fully in my next show. But the point is here, my friend, all of this is about moving this nation out from under God and bringing this nation into a direct confrontation with God. It's all setting the stage for the rise of that man we've all come to call Antichrist. It's time to call in and give me a piece of your mind to chew on. Call 1-888-770-8000. It is toll free. The number is 1-888-770-8000. One of my favorite things to do is muse over the calls and emails of my listeners. I love to hear from you. Call, leave me a message, or send me an email. Email me through our website, santamarialighthouse.org. You know the drill. It's all lowercase, one word, santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the Contact Us link in the top right side of the menu bar on under the lighthouse there on top, and it'll take you to a place where you'll see it. You can put lights on or lights off and write as long a message as you like. Or you can call me at 1-888-770-8000 and give me a lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. By the way, we have begun to podcast. Isn't that awesome? We've got several subscribers already. We've only had it up there for, about a week or so. We've got more than 80 people subscribed. But we'd welcome you to join the podcast subscriptions. It's free. But when you go to our webpage, santamarialighthouse.org, you'll see a Brain Massage Central logo. And then under that, you'll see a place where you can link to the podcast and get subscribed. All right. My friends, I have given you a chunk of my mind to chew on. I can hear the liberals choking on it already. But you give me a piece of your mind to chew on by calling 1-888-770-8000. That's podcasters, those who listen on the web, those who listen over radio, all of you. Give me a call, 1-888-770-8000. Lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheibach with your one-minute brain massage. Bible thump alert, God said, quote, in all labor there is profit, end quote. Now, this informs us that God intended a man would invest his labor in exchange for something. That something is the profit of his labor. Whatever is acquired by that profitable exchange is called property. Thou shalt not steal is an acknowledgement that the property acquired by the profit of labor is by God's law owned by the individual who acquired it. It does not belong to the commune. Hey, socialist, you don't own our labor. Our labor belongs to us. The property we acquire by trading our labor for profit is ours. And this is not a gift from government, by the way. It is our inalienable right from the Almighty. Take that, you socialist.
The Brain Masseur will meet you right here, Saturday, 7:30 a.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m.
To church like walking on a treadmill. You keep going and going and getting nowhere. Has your faith made the difference you're looking for? Come to the church that makes a difference. Lighthouse Baptist Church, a lighthouse for the family. Call 347-9887 for more information. See our ad in the Coastal Pages directory.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for this Saturday at 7:30 a.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. We'll be right back.